Our Collision 2018 coverage is proudly powered by Amazon Prime. Find out all the ways you can benefit from a Prime subscription and get a 30-day free trial by going to collision.live/prime and by audiobooks.com. Get a free 30-day trial and a book to keep by going to collision.live/audiobooks using promo code TRY70.
All right, everybody. We are back with our next interview. Hi.
Hello.
Can you please introduce yourself for us?
Yeah, my name is Wael Ashiwaf, and I'm the CEO and founder of Rights.
Rights. Okay. Oh. And what is Rights?
Rights is basically a social justice app. So basically it helps people by letting them know their civil rights, lets you kind of document an incident, and then get help. So it's all in one place, uses some smart technology. So it tries to predict what's happening and give you that information. So if I'm at an airport, I probably want to know flyer rights. If I'm pulled over in traffic, I probably want to know about traffic rights. So it's contextual.
So I would just like to ask, because I normally ask this later, but I would like to ask where this idea started from, just so that I know why. I mean, yeah, obviously rights are really important and everyone needs to know about them. But how did it happen to you guys?
Sure. So the story is kind of like a 25-year story.
Okay. Okay. I have 25 years to spare.
No, but I can do it in 60 seconds or less.
Okay.
So about 25 years ago, I was starting my freshman year in university, moved into the dorms. 2 weeks in, a student accused me of assaulting them with a weapon on campus.
What?
I didn't know the student. I had 6 other students that were with me at the time. I wasn't even near where the scene was, nor did I have the weapon. So when they came, the police came, and they came to arrest me on campus. I figured, it's a mistake. Obviously, the process will work through itself, and everything will be fine. So, and I didn't know my rights. It was not fine.
Oh, no.
So I ended up spending about 5-6 hours at a police station, handcuffed to the wall. They threw pad in front of me and said, hey, just write a statement. The end result of it is I had to leave the university. I lost all the money I paid for tuition. I lost all the money I paid for campus. And they said, oh, they want to press criminal charges. So your choices are either go find a lawyer, pay for them, or plead no contest, which means I'm not saying I'm guilty. I'm not saying I'm innocent.
What?
And hope that when you turn 18, they expunge your record.
Oh, my goodness. Right.
So I ended up, I had $400 at the time of a student and have a lot of money. So I ended up leaving the university, pleading no contest. And that always stuck in the back of my head.
Right.
Luckily, I didn't have a record and I was able to go on, have a very successful career with lots of companies. I've worked at Pepsi and HSBC.
Oh, nice.
And I'd always loved technology, but I was sitting at my desk and I saw the video of Philando Castile. And I just remember just thinking, like, this is insane. How can this happen? And if we didn't see the video, I myself would have probably been biased and said, like, well, we really don't know what happened. It couldn't have been like that.
Right.
So I said, what would a technology solution look like if I wanted to solve it through technology?
Right.
And I started experimenting, and I created this prototype for this app. I showed it to some people, got a lot of good feedback. And then I started showing it to, like, lawyers, some law enforcement, people in the community. And they're like, you have to do this. So I left my career of 15 years without pay, found friends, fools, and families to invest in me.
Friends, fools, and families.
The 3 F's, right?
Yes. Yes.
Nice.
And just made it happen. So since last year, we've been working on it, and we're on the cusp of launching it, and we hope it helps a lot of people. And if I can make a career out of it, that would be fantastic.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Like, so how intuitive is the app? Because rights change city per city, state per state. Is the app intuitive to know that, oh, I'm in this state, so I need to know what's going on in this situation at this time right now?
Yeah, so it's based on your geolocation.
Wow.
So if I was filming, say, in New Orleans, and it's a state that I needed dual consent to film, like I need both parties' permission, that would tell me, so I don't violate the law. It'll automatically mute, so I'm not recording someone's audio.
It automatically mutes?
Yeah, and then you can unmute it, and it'll just give you a little warning, say, just be aware, like, if you're recording without consent, this might not be admissible, and you might be violating the law.
What?
Right? If in the street and I open it up, it'll also know, for example, the stop and identify law. So in some states, you can just state your true name. In other states, the officer can ask you for more information. So it's intuitive in that sense.
Wow.
There's a lot of laws. So yeah. we cover the most pertinent ones.
Right.
And then as we go, we keep building on it.
It's a lot of coding.
Yeah. I mean, also adding on that, you said, like you said, there are a lot of laws. So if I go on the app and I'm like trying to figure out like my scenario, mm-hmm. do I like search or like how do I navigate through the app?
Sure. So when you go to the right section, you can obviously just type with a keyword and search. But we've broke it down into sections. So it'll be like stop and search, traffic stops, protests, free speech, LGBT, or different rights. So then you can click, and then you'll see some questions that are already there as well.
Wow. Okay.
How fast is the app? So let's say I'm driving, and because we're from Florida.
Yep.
So I'm driving. A cop has turned his lights on. I'm being pulled over. I pull out the app. I hit traffic stop. And then how fast and responsive is the AI?
So that's something we've tried to think about a lot to make like, how make it quick.
Right.
Can't have it bloated. So as soon as you tap that icon from your home screen, it opens up. It'll start automatically recording. So if at the minimum you just tap that, it starts recording.
Okay.
Wow.
Automatically. So it's pretty quick. And while you're recording, if you want to start streaming, you just tap a button. Now you're streaming. You tap another button. It posts a still picture on your Twitter with your location.
What?
Right. So the app is pretty intuitive. It
right.
doesn't really require a lot. Even if you end up having to lock your phone, it'll switch to audio. So then it keeps recording audio. So the idea is like you just want to document as much information so that after
right.
the incident, you have complete information to take action.
Right. And while it's recording, is there like another button to hit so I know what the cop can and can't ask me or any pertinent information I need to know in this
Yep,
situation.
You're asking perfect questions. I'm like, this is exactly our thought process. So while you're filming, you can navigate the whole app. Is that what the filming, the viewfinder actually just minimizes to the bottom.
Okay.
And then you have the top half of the screen where you can go search that information right
wow.
in there. So you have full access. Yep.
What stage of implementation are you in?
So we're almost done with the iOS app. Today we just announced that it's available for beta. So if
okay.
anyone goes to our website, signs up, puts their email, they'll get an invite to download it on iOS. I expect another 4 weeks or so we can have a live version of the iOS store and then
okay.
start working on Android.
Okay.
Okay.
That's amazing. I think this is a really cool thing. Because I don't want to say run into problems with the law,
mm-hmm.
But there are times where I'm pretty sure a lot of my rights are violated. And it would have been cool to have something like this that I could have been like, you can't do this, sir,
yeah.
and I got the proof right here. I don't know.
Sometimes people ask me, like, is this anti-police, right? It's a very polarizing subject. And
right.
And then my answer to that, I'm like, absolutely not.
Exactly.
There's good cops and there's good citizens. If there's faults in the system that makes it difficult for you to assert your rights with our situation escalating, that's something that everyone benefits from
right.
having transparency and like a better informed person is a safer encounter for the police officer.
Right.
Because you have rights, but you also have responsibilities.
Exactly.
Right. You can't just say I have rights, but you also have to have those know those responsibilities.
How many beta users do you have like currently?
So before I came to the event, we have about 1,000 that have been signed up.
Ooh.
But through the event, I'm hoping there's going to be a lot more.
Skyrockets,
as we speak,
yeah.
my phone is buzzing with people coming to our booth
oh, wow.
and signing up.
That's awesome.
This is...
And
I
have
I
you
really
received
like
any like feedback or like... Oh, I used it doing this. Like, any cool stories that, like, really helped people?
I haven't had scenarios where it's, like, actual live encounters. I've had a lot of scenarios of people sharing with me that they showed it to their kids. And they're like, hey, when you leave, like, they have 16-year-old children that are just starting to drive. I want you to have this app with you.
Right.
I've had someone, their parents are recent immigrants. They're terrified because they don't know the law. There's, you know, a highly charged political environment. This is a tool that they have now to access. Like, okay, you can document and kind of gives you control.
I like that you also showed it to law enforcement officers and to get their questions
opinions.
Yeah.
It helps better improve the app and
yes.
better improve the user experience because if you have, like, the law enforcement behind it or at least some opinions about
mm-hmm.
it, then it just makes it overall better.
Yeah, that's true. And, yeah, you get a range of opinion even within the law enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
I think the sentiment is important
right.
and how you're messaging this. And that's why you really want to kind of create this as a positive and inclusive brand.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You don't want to be angry, but you want to be passionate.
Right.
Right.
What are your goals with this company?
But we're hoping that we launch this and we can actually localize this to other markets. I'm trying to find a way that we can get, you know, a million users within the next 12 months on this platform and have a lot of communities that are using this and then educating other people. But beyond that, I look at this as a technology platform. So we have some spin-offs from this technology that we want to use to empower journalism and other areas of where, like, human rights are involved to kind of amplify people's voices.
So you're okay. Just going to keep, I guess, uploading all of the rights.
Yes.
And make it available for anyone who needs it.
Exactly. But we also want to use that technology to create spin-off apps, because we view ourselves as a technology company. So part of the problems people addressing this situation are usually, say, a non-for-profit. They're an organization. They're not a tech company. In the same way, if they make a T-shirt, they're not a fashion company. So when they make an app, it's to promote them and try to help their constituent. We want to be a tech company, and our mission is to solve this problem, to help people protect their civil rights.
Definitely.
All right. I have a really important question, really quickly. I like the app. I like the idea. And we want to make sure that you continue to update the app and make it more and more useful. What is your business model? How do you make money so that we can make sure that this stays around?
Sure. Excellent question. So we are a for-profit company. The way we monetize it is there's a help section where you're connecting, for example, with lawyers and organizations. When you connect to a lawyer, we get a referral fee. Whether you use the lawyer or you don't, to keep us non-biased,
right?
We just generate an incoming fee. There's curated content. So say some airline kicks someone off a flight. They're like, oh, you know what? We need to reach out to people that are concerned with rights and say we want to make this right. They can place content in the ad that they can pay for.
Okay.
And then there's an analytics piece once you get enough users on there that you can sell information. For example, say we're in D.C. Say the government says, I want to know in this zip code how many incidents are being recorded and what words are being used to cue it. So that's the main monetization scheme that we're doing. I wanted to add one other thing that we get asked all the time is about the data that we collect on there. Because people are like, you know, that's sensitive information,
right?
And we're filming video. So we don't keep any of the videos that are recorded. We don't have access to it. It's backed up to your own cloud. So if you're using iOS and you're on iCloud, it goes to your drive. If you're on Google, it'll go to Google Drive or Dropbox or however you like to set it up.
Okay.
But we designed that purposely so that we can, like, people be assured, like, they have control of their information.
Awesome. I might have to steal an iPad just so I could use it now, because I'm only on Android. And whenever the Android part rolls out, I'm going to download it onto my phone.
We're working on it.
But you could always sit next to me while I use it.
That'll work, I guess.
I'm just going to educate myself on all the rights, and you'll just be there.
Okay. So if our listeners and our viewers and everybody watching wants more information and to follow the journey this great app, where can they go and how can they find out more information?
You can go to www.reyets.com. We're also launching a Kickstarter campaign. We have some cool swag that we've collaborated with local artists on to create. So we'd love your support. Just look us up, Rights App on Kickstarter, and you can find us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
I enjoyed this.
This was great.
We did too.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
We're going to get the app, so don't worry about
it. Awesome.
I'm going to get more buzzes in your pocket.
Good.
Like, good. I need it.